Xylophone. Xylophones and pan flutes are healing instruments, best played as a detox from the intensity of the day.
Shut up!
To change trial strategy.
You can't win by fighting sexism.
They're charging sexism. Are you saying I can't refute it?
No. Yes. I mean, the plaintiff has a broken iPhone.
Okay, and why is that important?
Because her office sent over files with five different bucklers. Five different assistants.
Mr. Napier, hello. This is my law partner, Elsa Tassioni. She'll be my second chair.
My general counsel. He's advising me to settle, Miss Hatt.
Oh, no. You can't.
Our worry is the makeup of the plaintiff's team. We've looked at their wins
and
losses.
That just makes them overconfident.
Just give us today, then we can decide whether to settle.
I have business with the governor's office, and their lead attorney is the governor's wife.
What? Alicia!
I didn't know you were on this.
I didn't know either. But I guess I am. Hi.
Hi.
Who's that?
Elsbeth Tassioni.
She good?
Yep. Well, I like the talent pool that Jay serve. I also believe that there aren't enough women CEOs in the tech business. So when they approached me, I said yes.
And in the 3 years you served as CEO at JServe, what happened to the share price?
It doubled.
So despite this unprecedented success and a mere 2 weeks before your options vested, you were unceremoniously terminated?
Objection, Your Honor, to unprecedented success calls for conclusion.
That it does. Sustained.
Were you given any reason for your firing?
Mr. Napier told me that my brash management style was inconsistent with the company's culture.
So you're suing them?
Yes. They fired me because I'm a woman. And they can't do that.
Thank you.
Ms. Vargas, how would you describe your relationship with your subordinates?
How would I describe... I don't know. Effective.
Ms. Vargas, how many aides have you had in the last 2 months?
Objection, Your Honor. Relevant.
Ms. Vargas claims that she was fired due to sexism. We believe there's a far simpler explanation.
I guess I will... No, I know I will overrule.
Ms. Vargas, how many aides?
I don't know. Five?
Five assistants in the last 2 months.
It's very hard to find good help.
Your Honor, please ask the defense to restrain itself.
Restrain yourself, ma'am.
Ms. Vargas, have you thrown your cell phone at your assistant?
Objection, Your Honor.
Goes to
management skills.
Yes. Overruled. You may answer, ma'am.
Look, women are called bitches when they have a tough management style. I admit I have a tough management style, but I am fair.
It was a good pivot on their part.
Yep, it's no longer about sexism. It's about our client being a bitch.
So we make it about the CEO before her.
Compare their behavior.
Yeah, he's the same, and they didn't fire him.
Diane, you knew the CEO before Camilla. What was his name?
Everett Tatum.
Wasn't there a sexual harassment suit against him?
There was. I'll email it to you.
Whoa!
Computers are down. Who did it?
Dean, Alicia. Wire a payment of $50,000 to the following account number within 72 hours, or the decryption key will be destroyed and your files permanently lost.
Ransomware.
It was an email from Alicia. I just clicked on it.
I didn't send you anything.
No.
I just lost my deposition. Need some help here.
This isn't good.
It's everything. All our backup files, all our accounts, everything's
We're
lost.
Due in court in an hour, and we can't get our trial.
What happens if we don't pay?
Everything gets deleted in 72 hours.
71 hours.
It's on our laptops, too?
Everything's on the same network.
It's insane. This is like modern-day piracy. Where's Carrie?
Here.
No, I'll go with Carrie.
He's at lunch. I'll conference him in. It's your phone.
Yep. They know I'm at lunch. It can't be good news.
Well, maybe they're dropping the charges against me.
It's Carrie.
Carrie, we've had a malware attack. All our computers are down. They're asking for $50,000 or we lose all our files in 71 hours.
What?
We need to look Kalinda in.
They're calling you. They're calling you. You're calling me.
Where is it?
What about the backup files?
Oh, yeah. We can just store from backup.
Hi, this is Kalinda.
Kalinda, it's me. I inadvertently downloaded a virus. The instructions say we need to make a payment of $50,000.
We don't have a backup.
You mean we don't have any backup?
We were contracting for an outside IT redesign, but we had to use the money for something else.
Through my mail.
What's the time frame?
71 hours.
Okay, I'll look into it.
We don't have time. We're in court. They are holding our case files ransom. We have to pay.
$50,000? Seriously?
We don't have any option, all right? It's our files. We
could contact the authorities.
And then what? The investigation leaks, and the whole legal community knows we're vulnerable.
Clients will leave. Camila could even sue us if she thinks this impacts her representation.
Which it might.
I'm with Alicia. We need to pay up.
Kalinda. Is there anything to do?
Look, I don't like funding a criminal operation.
I know, and if this were Lockhart Gardner, we would have other options. I just don't see any.
Where does the $50,000 come from?
All of us. All of the partners, $5,000 each in 2 hours.
I agree with Diane. Finn, hi.
Wow, you sound anxious.
Yeah.
Firm politics.
So I considered it carefully, and I'd be honored to offer a few remarks on your behalf when you announce your candidacy.
Are you sure?
I don't. Won't hurt you there?
I don't know.
I'm not sure of anything these days. I like living on the edge.
Me too.
If I follow, you'll catch me.
No, I'll be plummeting with you.
Who was your chief executive officer before Camila?
Everett Tatum, a very capable executive.
You didn't fire Mr. Tatum, did you?
No, there was no reason to.
Because his brash management style didn't clash with the company's culture?
Well, he didn't make us vulnerable to a lawsuit.
This is an employee complaint filed against Everett Tatum for sexual harassment. Have you seen this?
No.
You're CC'd there, do you see? Mr. Tatum wasn't fired, was he?
No.
In fact, 2 months after this incident, you offered him a 20% raise, didn't you? So a white male is rewarded for the same behavior that...
Objection, Your Honor.
What is she objecting to? I haven't finished the question yet.
Go ahead.
A white male is rewarded... for the same behavior that leads to a woman's firing.
Objection.
I'll withdraw. Thank you, sir.
Ugh. Now what?
I can't even begin to guess.
Mr. Napier, isn't it true that Mr. Everett... Excuse me. What was his last name?
The previous CEO, Mr. Tatum.
Right. Isn't it true that whatever he did, you became concerned about the next CEO repeating that behavior?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, the defense is trying to suggest there was sexism in your firing of Camila. I like that brooch. They're suggesting there was sexism in firing her and not firing the male CEO for the exact same actions. Didn't the misbehavior of the Mr. Other CEO guy just... sensitize you to not letting Camila do the same thing and encourage you to say never again.
Objection. That is the definition of leading.
Yes, I will sustain that.
So, why did you fire Camila?
Well, because we said never again.
Thank you, sir.
We need to take her out.
Hello?
just like that, we turned $50,000 in cash into zeros and ones.
I knew Bitcoin would come in so handy.
How are you entering it?
I type in my 9-digit routing number and they email me the decryption key, okay?
How long do we wait?
I don't know. It says simultaneously.
Something's wrong.
So what do we do?
Bottom of the page, there's a helpline number.
There's a helpline for ransomware?
That's helpful for the criminals.
Thank you for calling the Trojan Lock Help Desk. At present, we are assisting other customers. Please have your routing number ready, and you will be assisted
Amazing.
In the order you call.
Kalinda. See what you can do.
Okay.
I retabbed the depot testimony for the rest of our cross-exams.
Wow. This must have been what it was like to practice law before computers.
Yep.
So, Camilla, she really fired five of her assistants?
I can say this because I'm a woman, but she's probably a bitch on wheels. But her behavior wouldn't even be a talking point if she were a man.
Do you really want to compare experiences and bias? Tessioni, what are we going to do about her? She's killing us. What? Alicia, why aren't you answering your emails?
Eli, I'm working. Can we do this another time?
Thank you very much, Peter, for that warm introduction. I hope you don't think I'll go easy on your administration now.
It was a joke, Eli, that's all.
I'd also like to thank ASA Pomar for saying such nice words.
Yes. What?
He's introducing you. Finn is?
Yes.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he said he would.
Well, of course he said he would. It puts him on the world stage.
Eli. Obviously, this matters to you because you're here, but for the life of me, I can't figure out what your problem is.
You have the governor of the great state of Illinois introducing you. Then you have an ASA from a tiny division of the state's attorney's office introducing you, too.
He's a hero, Eli. He was shot in the line of duty, and he works under my opponent, Castro. Elfin thinks it looks good that he endorsed
him. Then tell Finn he can endorse you at an inner-city event with 20 people at some stinky high school gym, not in front of the national press.
National press?
This is an event, Alicia. Maybe you're not reading your own press. People like this story. They're paying attention. You're the new power couple from Obama's home state. It's broken through to the MSM.
Oh, don't say MSM, please.
Tell Finn he has been disinvited.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can. You're running for office. You can do whatever you like. Why are all the computers here counting down? I feel like I'm in a Bruckheimer
Wait,
movie.
If I don't disinvite Finn, Peter won't come.
Peter has the governor's conference. He has a lot of time to endorse you. He wants to endorse you. He does not want to share the stage with an ASA.
So he won't come? Seriously?
Tell Finn he can endorse you at a later event. You need Peter. You do not need Finn.
Hi. Thanks for seeing me.
No problem.
So, you're moving up in the world. What do you want, Kalinda?
Oh, just to say hello.
No. What do you want?
My firm has been hit by ransomware. It's called Trojan Lock.
We paid the ransom, but they didn't send me the decryption key.
Is that right? The account number I wired it to. Can you trace it?
With a warrant?
I only have 45 hours.
That's too bad. It'll take 48 hours to get a warrant.
Okay. Thanks.
I don't like that I only see you when you need something.
I don't like it either.
Then stop it.
Have you been?
I'll call you.
Am I being dismissed?
You're being dismissed.
Yes, I made a $50,000 payment and I'm still awaiting an email with the decryption key.
Let me check in your order status. Yes, here we are. As requested, the decryption key was emailed to dlockhart@lockhartandgardner.com.
Oh, no. I think when I filled out the form, it autofilled with my old email address. I need the key sent to my new address.
I'm so sorry. I'm afraid we're only permitted to send the decryption key to one address. It's the only way to safeguard its security.
You're kidding. You're ransoming my business, and this is where you draw the line?
Will there be anything else, ma'am?
Yes. I would like to speak to the supervisor. It went to Lockhart Gardner.
Oh, dear God, this is like a nightmare.
You need to call them.
Are you serious?
David Lee.
Hello, David. It's Diane.
Diane. Forget something on the way out, like the silverware?
David, I'm awaiting an important email that was inadvertently sent to my LG email address. And I need you to do me the courtesy of forwarding it.
Certainly. Just as soon as monkeys fly out of my butt.
Well, that was fairly crass.
I've been holding it back all these years. Nice talking to you, Diane.
David, wait.
What do you want?
What do I want? Two clients.
No.
Tell you what. Why don't you come over and prostrate yourself and maybe we'll work something out.
Can we at least get a bucket in here?
Dana Lee Boykin. I was a flight attendant on Azo Charter.
And this is a private jet line that serves Mr. Napier?
Yes.
Did you ever overhear a conversation between Mr. Napier and the plaintiff?
Objection, Your Honor. Hearsay.
This isn't being offered for the truth of the matter. This goes to impeachment.
That is true. I will allow.
Yes, I did hear a phone call.
What did Mr. Napier say at the end of this phone call?
He said, I get enough of this at home. The bitch is driving me crazy.
And 1 week later, Camila Vargas was fired. No further questions, Your
Honor. Let's call witnesses.
Ms. Boykin, do you still work for Azo Charter?
No, I don't.
So, you were...
I was...
You...
Do you have a question, Miss Tassioni?
Do I? Yes, I do.
Do you want to ask it?
I don't even like penguins.
Excuse me?
Penguins? They have nothing to do with this.
Your Honor, we request a recess.
Let's talk.
Settlement? As long as it's seven figures.
I'll call you.
Mr. Elfman.
Mrs. Floor.
Eli talked to you?
He did.
You think I should ask Finn not to introduce
me? I think if it means losing the governor's introduction, yes.
Finn went out on a limb for me.
I agree, so ask him to endorse you later.
I don't like it.
Well, I don't like asking you, but unfortunately, this is the beginning of a long line of distasteful acts. Every single one of them a step towards maturity.
Maturity of what?
And being a good state's attorney.
Hi.
Hi. Do you always just wait here?
I just saw your car pull up. What's up?
How many hours do you have left?
43.
The IP address to the computer your money was sent to. A Mr. Kellner.
Thanks.
The next time you come visit me,
okay?
When?
You want to talk or you want me to?
You. Use me if it gets violent. Mr. Kellner, open the door. It's a federal agent.
What did I do? I didn't do anything. I got an email. They said I can earn money at home.
Who said this?
It was Mr. Black at this cosmetics firm. They wire money into my account. I get 10%, $1,500 a week. Then the rest of the money goes into another account.
You wired into another account?
I don't do anything. It's all automated.
They're using you as a money mule.
A what?
A middleman for a ransomware operation. You're laundering money, sir.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to take your computer.
All right, go ahead. Take it. Take everything. I don't care.
Diane. Sorry if I don't get up. Sciatica. I made a few changes to the decor. Your chair squeaked horribly, by the way.
I'm surprised you didn't knock down a wall or two.
Oh, I still might. We're having quite a quarter. About this email.
You opened it?
No, but it is the property of Lockhart Gardner, so it wouldn't be strange for me to open and read it.
It's nothing, David. It matters to me, not to Lockhart Gardner.
Really? Then I have a proposal.
Of course you do.
It's to your benefit, too. The lease.
What lease? This lease?
Yes, to these offices, the 27th, 28th floor. It's still under your name, yours and Will's, but on his passing, it reverted to you. And as you can see, you no longer work here, so we ask that you pass the lease to Mr. Canning and myself.
Really?
I don't see what's so funny. It makes no sense for you to act as sublessor. It
makes no sense for you to hold on to my email. But here we are.
Exactly. So let's trade. Give us the lease and here you go.
No.
Diane, I'll rip it up.
Do it. But you'll never get the lease. I might even kick you out.
Don't call my bluff.
Go ahead, David. It's a copy of an email. The paper doesn't matter. Give me the email, and I will discuss the transfer of the lease. That is my best offer.
B46JQ79. David Lee really gave you back your email?
I was surprised too. Here goes.
It's not working. Hit enter again. You have a better idea?
Nothing's happening.
Something is. Look at the time code. Kidding. It's counting down twice as fast.
Imagine that. There's no honor among thieves.
So what do we do? It's not working, Glenda.
Well, what happened?
We tried the decryption key. Now the time code is counting down twice as fast. I'm getting on with the helpline now.
Oh, they'll ask for more money.
You have a lead?
Our money was sent through a money mule to somewhere in Russia.
How do you know?
I have a friend who contacted the Russian service provider.
A friend? Thanks a lot.
How did he do that, your friend?
It's a federal agent. Trojan Lock is working through a proxy, but we have the Money Mule's hard drive, so we're coordinating access times.
Good. Great. Where are you, Glenda?
Our home.
Want me to come over?
Maybe later. I'm working for a while.
Sure. Sounds good.
I told my mom I was gay. It was hard. And she doesn't like all that stuff. She thinks I'll end up on a float with a transvestite nun. Then, you know, a month later, she dies. She lived just long enough to be disappointed in me. Do you have the access times in Russia? Are you listening to anything that I am saying at all?
Yes.
Did you tell your parents that you're gay?
Anna.
What?
I can't do this.
Do what? Talk?
No. Talk about this.
Sure.
$5 million, and her options are backdated to the date of her hire.
To the date of her firing, and we can't go higher than 3 million.
Raina, we've proven
so. Understanding that after tomorrow, our settlement demands are increased by...
Raina. I can go to 4, and I'll split the calendar difference on the options. Best I can do.
No. We don't want to settle.
Look, if we take another hit at trial, the settlement value is only going to increase.
We won't take another hit. I won't be distracted again.
We'll see you in court.
How long did you negotiate this?
No.
How long did you negotiate with Jaser? This...
Here I am, a clown in your mind.
Stop it. This joint venture. How long were you in negotiations? Good. Stay there. Context. Your Honor, I am supplying context for the sexism. Ready. Mr. Shin, how long did Wong Tae Gaming negotiate its joint venture with Jaser?
6 months, but the deal did not close.
Really? Why not?
We ended our interest after discussions with Ms. Vargas in Beijing.
I see. And why did you... Let me try that again. Why did you end your interest in a joint venture after meeting with Camilla?
She was very loud, interrupted her chairman often, refused to pour tea, and she drank too much.
So, during your negotiations with her, she basically acted like a man?
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance.
Context, Your Honor. J-Serve worked with sexist companies in China. That doesn't mean they're sexist for requiring Miss Vargas to work with them.
Oh, come on, Your Honor. Is the defense really saying, hey, we're sexist, but the Chinese made us do it?
No. We're saying our client made a decision based on the sexism of an outside business partner. That's all.
Novel.
I will allow.
Hey, next day, Tina.
Hi. The office said you'd be here.
Oh, so you're here to see me? Well, this is the ASA bar. We don't like the fence terms.
Shot and tequila, please.
Good. You're not driving today.
Why would you say that?
Well, last time you didn't want to have a drink.
Oh, right.
So, I have given you a lot of thought, and I can't ask you to endorse me.
Which I already decided.
No. It hurts you with Castro.
And I'm fine with that.
No. And maybe I'll ask you later, but I'm canceling you for Monday.
What's going on, Ash?
I'm asking too much of you.
No, you're not. Do you not want me to endorse you?
No, I do.
But, what, you worry about the photo of us?
No, that's easily explained. We were at my apartment doing witness prep.
Right, then, your husband?
No.
Okay, well, then here's the thing. I am endorsing you because I'm inherently selfish, and I think that you'll make a great state's attorney. So don't think that I'm sacrificing anything. I won't endorse you.
Okay.
Are you sure?
I am now.
Mr. Fong, could you please explain your management consultant practice?
Yes, I advise American companies on the cultural intricacies of doing business in mainland China.
And did you advise JServe after its failed negotiations with Wong Tae Gaming?
Yes, I advised them that China is a patriarchal society, and having a brash, bitchy female CEO was problematic.
So, in your opinion, the decision to terminate Ms. Vargas, though facially sexist, could be justified as a business decision?
Your Honor, plaintiff asks for a directed verdict.
On what grounds?
Ms. Tassioni has expressly conceded the issue at bar. Sexism.
Ms. Tassioni?
Huh?
Anything? Have you conceded it?
No. She's explained it, Your Honor. This case is not about JServe's sexism. It's about China's sexism.
Mr. Perotti's motion. I mean, Mrs. Florek's motion. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm visualizing stillness over here. What are you doing here, Mr. Perotti?
Josh. God, watching you work. I'm tingling.
No,
don't tingle. No tingling. You're here to rattle me, aren't you?
No. Well, I'm here on business. But am I rattling you?
No. I'm just saying, what business?
Have dinner with me tonight and I'll tell you.
No, stop it.
Why not?
I don't like that you're corrupt.
I'm an AUSA. I have the full faith of the United States government behind me. And I think you are so sexy in your red hair.
Not too much time to spare.
How do you know Russian?
My mom. She forces someone to play the piano or a language.
You chose Russian?
Yeah, I know. I thought it sounded cool.
Okay, so I'm going to be ratting this computer so this may get angry.
Ratting?
Yeah, remotely administering his webcam. Ready? Hey, you! Yeah, you! Schmuck!
Hey, T. Da, T, schmuck.
How are you?
This is yours.
What are you doing?
I'm Kalinda, and you, Boris Ivankov, are a cyber terrorist.
Ya Kalinda, a ti, Boris Ivankov, kiberterrorist. Нет.
No.
Я предприниматель.
I'm an entrepreneur.
But you're not a very good entrepreneur because I just routed your computer.
Не самый лучший, потому что я заразила твой компьютер. Тебе
крупно повезло. How very exciting for you.
You held our files for ransom. We paid you, and you're still threatening to erase them.
Но ты до сих пор угрожаешь уничтожить.
Now return our money and unlock our computers immediately, or I'm going to delete your hard drive.
Разблокируй наши компьютеры немедленно, или я уничтожу твой жесткий диск. Я отказываюсь.
Алик,
perhaps you didn't hear me.
Уничтожите мою сеть.
Destroy my network.
Я перебегу на другую.
I will just go on to another
one. Идите в полицию.
Go to the police.
Они вам мне все равно не помогут.
They will not care.
What are you doing?
Oh, you speak English. It's a pussy riot.
No, okay. What is this? This is not mine.
What about this?
Oh, no. This is wrong.
It's true that Polizia doesn't care about our little Chicago law firm, but they do care about anti-Putin propaganda.
Вот вы что получите! Слышите? Вот! Вот!
Back online.
До свидания, Борис.
На здоровье.
So, this is a question of first impression. Is cultural relativism a bar to a claim of sexual discrimination, or is it tantamount to an admission? That should end these proceedings. Ms. Tassioni, is there a problem?
What? No, Judge. I'm being stalked.
Excuse me?
That man in the gallery over there, Josh Perotti, he's stalked.
Sir, if you don't have any business in my courtroom...
Actually, Your Honor, I do. I am AUSA Perotti, and I have a federal warrant here to stop these proceedings.
For what cause?
Pending the disposition of federal criminal charges against JSERV for theft of trade secrets. The company's assets have been frozen.
Theft of trade secrets? You're charging the company with a felony.
J-Serve has stolen millions of dollars of intellectual property, Judge. The civil suit can't proceed until the criminal case has been resolved.
Peter's introductory remarks will last approximately 5 minutes, and he won't stay on stage during Alicia's speech.
He won't? Where will he stay?
He's over there in the wings, waiting for her to finish.
You're afraid of repeating this scandal photo.
We don't want Peter to be seen in a weaker spousal position.
Mr. Governor, we won't garner the press coverage we want without you staying on stage, sir.
I don't think you have to worry. There'll be enough attention.
Is this about the Sun-Times polling?
It's about us wanting the governor to appear strong.
No one is taking that poll seriously, sir. Alicia's not in competition with you. Her favorables are only higher because she hasn't started running.
Sorry. Court ran long.
Oh, no, perfect timing. Listen, we were coordinating for the endorsement. You don't mind if I introduce you and then watch the rest of your speech from the wings, do you?
No. If you don't mind, if then introduces me, too.
I just... How much is the governor really going to help, Eli?
I don't know. Let's see.
Why are you insisting on this?
I'm not insisting on anything. I asked Finn to introduce me when we all thought it was a good idea. He said yes, despite his standing in the state's attorney's office.
What standing in the state's attorney's
office? So I am not now going to tell him, sorry, but it's inconvenient for
me. Even if he's the only one introducing you?
Seriously, Peter? I stand beside you at every damn event. You go off banging prostitutes two at a time.
You don't want to go there.
And I stand beside you like a grinning fool.
You let it go. For God's sakes, let it go. For your own good, even if you don't believe it, for the very fact that I'm the governor and you're asking me for a favor, let it go.
Is that what I'm doing here? I'm asking you for a favor?
Yes, you are. You want something. That's a favor.
No. And you know why it's not? Because if you don't show up to endorse me, if you go off to some governor's conference instead, your favorables will plummet through the floor. On the day that you want to be talking about pensions, every question will be about the state of your marriage. Yes, I may need you, Peter, but you sure as hell need me too.
I need you, but I don't need Finn Palmer.
Well, suck it up, Peter, because he's part of the deal.
Really? Who's the one sucking it up?
Endorse me or not, Peter, I don't really care. But I'm out of here. Do what you want.
We need you to team up to beat this federal case.
Oh, God. You're serious?
Yes. The alleged theft of trade secrets happened under your watch, ma'am. Your cooperation with J-Serve Defense is crucial.
To you, if our client goes bankrupt on this case, you collect pennies on the dollar. But if you help us beat the feds, we can pick up where we left off.
That's a lot of ifs.
Yes. But what choice do you have?
Alicia, we can't stay here. It's not working.
Diane, we signed the lease.
Breach of contract, lesser fraud. We'll find something. But, I mean, look around. It's a roach-infested wreck, Alicia. The infrastructure's rotten. We're in a lousy neighborhood.
Isn't that part of the romance of a startup?
No, cockroaches are not romantic.
Where would we go? Even if we could get the lease annulled.
What if I controlled a prime space I could get my hands on at a submarket rate?
Okay.
Lockhart Gardner?
It's a lease assignment agreement. I'm supposed to deed over my interest to David Lee, but I'm not going to.
Someone's turned on.
You're bad.
How am I bad?
Jay, sir.
What is that?
You spend the night. And then the next day, the feds sweep in with an indictment for J-Serve.
Are you suggesting I got it from you?
No. In the files on my desk.
how. Just because you would do it, Kalinda, doesn't mean that I would.
No. You did.
Okay. I'll see you. It's okay. I'm fine.
Allow me to be brutally honest with you. I was not looking for another candidate to endorse. And I was not looking to get into politics. But then, well, I met Alicia Florrick.
Do I say something about Peter?
About him not showing? No, I'll talk to them after. Spin it. The only person I met. You're right?
I'm nervous. Why are there so few people?
That's a lot. That's two national crews, three local, and 20 of my people. They'll clap loud. It'll feel bigger once it's broadcast. All the viewers see is the front row. Keep your eyes towards the rear of the room. It'll make it seem like there's thousands.
Oh, God. My stomach, I feel sick.
Just like being in court, opening arguments. Okay, here we go. Who's wrapping it up?
Ladies and gentlemen, the next state's attorney for Cook County, Alicia Florrick.
Good. This is a surprise.
I must be a supportive spouse.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you all.
Forgive me for stealing the limelight for a second from Alicia. I just needed to add to Mr. Pomar's very fine remarks. Let me just say that I have not met a more fair and honest person than my wife, Alicia Florrick. There are those who know justice in their bones.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.